Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the day of May 2026. Your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris, VK7ZIR, with the latest updates, stories and insights from the amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated teams. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie via the digital group. MF and HF relays, 1.86 MHz, any takers? 3.67 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. 7.14 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. 14.13 MHz, any takers for that one? 28.525 MHz by Mark VK7FMAC. And locally in Hobart on UHFCB Channel 24, Mark VK7FMAC and HFCCB 24 with Luke, no call sign. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and on UHFCB 24, HFCB 24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. RAOCT News, broadcast for May 2026. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 4th of May 2026 at 8pm local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. The first item is an article researched by Ron VK3AFW on radiation from mobile phone towers. Ron quotes from research conducted by the British Mobile Telecommunication Research Program. Their conclusions are worth hearing. The main item was prepared from an article in OTN News by John VK3MK. It features the memoirs of Winston VK7EM titled My Amateur Television Life. This describes the huge amount of work Winston put into building everything, including cameras, transmitters and receive down converters. His transmissions were seen in VK3 and VK5. Winston still holds an ATVDX record. Listen at 8pm Monday local time over the VK7RAA, VK7RHT statewide network, or at about 8:30pm as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC member stream, or in the Alveston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. Audio feed is available on VK7RDR, 439.775 MHz Dazzler range. The broadcast date again is Monday, May the 4th. Callbacks will follow. Please call in if you are able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you miss the off-air broadcasts, you can listen to audio files on the RAOTC website. That's 73 from Peter, VK7PD. Microwave and contest news. This is the first of hopefully many regular microwave updates. First, 76 GHz EMEQSO. The world's first 76 GHz EMEQSO took place on April the 22nd, 2026, between RW3BP, KO85, and DL7YC, JO62. Sergei utilized a 2.4-meter offset dish paired with an 8.2-watt SSPA and a 2.4 dB LNA. Manfred of DL7YC employed a 2.4-meter prime focus dish with a 5-watt SSPA and a 2.5 dB NF LNA. The transmission mode used was Q65-60E, during which single decode reports of minus 14, minus 15 and minus 17 respectively were exchanged. A unique feature of this operation was that due to the high losses at 7600-3210 MHz, no antenna relays were utilized. Instead, the receivers and transmitters each employed separate feed horns that were slid into the focal point with an accuracy of 0.05 millimeters. The ARIEME Trophy 2026 was held last weekend that covered bands from 144 MHz up to 24 GHz. The timing of the moon pass was such that late nights were required. Richard VK7ZBX came on and on the Saturday worked Giorgio IK3GHY, Peter OZ1LPR, Myrek OK2AQ, Ari OH3LWP, Claudio IK3HAR, Hans PE1CKK, Sasho LZ4OC, Barta YOLAM, and Eric ONSTA. And then on Sunday worked Jack PA3DZL, Ivan IZOJNY, and Rudy OE5VRL, making a total of 12 stations worked. Phew. The DL0SHF beacon was also copied and decoded with very strong signals. Some rather cool DX worked with just 20 watts of power. Hope this is of interest. At 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. WWFF, SOTA, POTA, LLOTA and IOOTA weekly wrap-up. This week saw the upload of approximately 5,000 VK references for the new on-air program, Lakes and Lagoons on the Air, LLOTA. LLOTA is an aquatic reference activation and hunting program for radio amateurs, focused exclusively on lakes, lagoons and other water bodies. The program has a straightforward set of rules for activators. Make a minimum of 10 QSOs to activate a reference. Operate within 200 metres of the water's edge or on the water. Use portable equipment only and upload your log within 30 days of the activation. For hunters, there's no need to submit a log. Your QSO will be credited from the activator's uploaded log. VK7 alone has 829 references across the state, including references for King on King and Flinders Islands. VK references are currently prefixed with AU, but will soon transition to LLAU to avoid any confusion with POTA references. There has been plenty of activation activity across VK7 this week. Jim VK7JZ activated two summits during the week, Single Hill and Mount Hobbs. He logged 15 QSOs at Signal Hill and 24 at Mount Hobbs, operating on both SSB and CW across the 20-metre and 40-metre bands. Travis VK7VXT made his way to Tim Shea Summit in the Florentine Valley, where he was spotted calling CQ on 10 metres. David VK7DBX certainly caught the radio bug this week, activating four references, Jordan Nature Reserve, Cape Deslax National Park, Nature Park, Glebe Hill Conservation Covenant and Marion Beach Conservation Area. He made many contacts both locally and with stations on the mainland. Stuart VK7FADZ completed two SOTA activations, Frenchman's Cap in the Franklin Gordon Wild Rivers National Park and the Clytemnestra Summit. The latter offers impressive views of Frenchman's Cap and is well known for being a challenging walk to reach the summit. Rodney VK7HAM, Al VK7AN and Peter VK7ZPE headed to the Single Tree Plain Conservation Area located between Bellingham and Bridport. The park can be accessed by road or alternatively via the well-known Bridport to Bellingham four-wheel drive beach traverse. This weekend is the VK Summit in Albury, with plenty of attendees making the most of the trip by activating summits and parks both on the way there and again on the way home. A great opportunity to grab some contacts. 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. Statewide SSTV Nights, a quiet net night that saw the following participants. VK7's AX, ZAB, OO and ZSB, all sharing 36 photos. The main themes were, the 555 timer is 55 years old this year. A pluggable discrete component build of a 555 timer. Copies of the 555 cookbook and engineer's mini notebook. Entark's technical night with a milliohm meter. An engineer's workflow diagram where problems can be fixed with either WD-40 or duct tape. And other highlights were resetting daylight savings time at Stonehenge, a snowman in the Netherlands, a list of satellites that send SSTV pictures, a CubeSat small form factor affordable satellite, a speed camera honesty box. Unfortunately, there is no lifeguard in the human gene pool. And yesterday, all my tribbles seem so far away. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's exchanged photos with PA3EKI and PC1K in the Netherlands, and DG8YFM and DJOZK in Germany. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmission on these pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. 73 for Mondre, VK7ZAB. Tassie Ham Econ Radio Conference. Bookings are open. The theme for Tassie Ham Econ 2026 is Hack the Ether, Education Ingenuity Connection. A nod to the experimental DNA of amateur radio, where learning meets invention and curiosity drives everything forward. This year's conference is all about moving beyond nostalgia and building what comes next. It brings together amateurs, experimenters, educators and storytellers for a fully catered weekend of practical learning, creative collaboration and ideas that actually go somewhere. The program is built around four key streams. Hack the Mind, exploring education and learning futures. Hack the System, diving into ingenuity and experimentation. Hack the Culture, focused on engagement and connection, and Hack the Future, tackling leadership and purpose. The preliminary program is online and bookings are open. It all happens Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of November 2026 at the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre at UTAS Sandy Bay, with pre- and post-conference events in the works. Keep an eye on the conference website as more details roll out. At 73 from the conference organising group. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North, SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more action or more information, contact Al on 0417-354-410. That number again, 0417-354-410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7, Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. Back on the 22nd of March 2026, we share the story of Nick, VK7WW's Unforgettable CW CUSO with GB3RS at the National Radio Centre, Bletchley Park. What seemed at first like a routine contact quickly revealed itself to be something far more meaningful. Nick later wrote to the Radio Society of Great Britain, calling the exchange one of the most memorable moments in his 57 years in amateur radio. He reflected on his early days as G8CCY, his long RSGB membership, and the skills that shaped his signals and intelligence career with the Australian Army after emigrating from England. This month, Nick's meaningful letter has been published in the RSGB's May edition of Radcom magazine, giving the story a wider audience. It's a perfect opportunity to revisit the original article and appreciate the dedication of the volunteers who keep the NRC running every day. If you get a chance, check out the RSGB feature and relive his remarkable contact. While we're on the subject of achievements, NTARC would like to congratulate member Peter VK7PD. He has received official recognition with a certificate for his outstanding results in the 2026 Ross Hull Memorial VHF-UHF contest conducted by the WIA. Peter achieved excellent placings across multiple sections of this prestigious national contest, which celebrates operating skills across VHF, UHF and microwave bands, including digital modes. Peter obtained 9th place in Section A, all modes, best 7 days, 2nd place in Section B, phone, best 7 days, 3rd place in Section E, all modes, best 2 days, 2nd place in Section F, phone, best 2 days. These results reflect consistent performance across both long duration and short duration operating periods and highlight Peter's dedication to VHF-UHF contesting. Congratulations, Peter, on an impressive set of achievements and for representing NTARC so well. Last technical night, Ross VK7ALH slightly changed his usual approach for show and tell and tried show and eat for something completely different. The Tim Tam biscuits, spring rolls and sausage rolls were delectable. Continuing the food theme, Dennis VK7DCH brought in a heap of homemade pizza servings that were muchly appreciated. Members were also treated to a close look at a brand new VC480C Plus milliohm meter, brought in by Stuart VK7ES. The compact instrument immediately drew interest, especially from those of us who have had a need for accurate low ohmic resistance testing, which is not possible with a general purpose multimeter. However, this one can measure from 0.01 milliohms to 2000 ohms. This may seem a bit strange, but very common where we're determining the condition of relay contacts, electrical joints, or connector resistance is required. At first glance, this unit could possibly pass as a multimeter, except for the fact it has two individual leads going to each of the two test probes. The reason being is this type of instrument employs a four-wire sensing approach, commonly known as four-terminal sensing or Kelvin sensing, after William Thomson, or should I say Lord Kelvin. Yes, that's the fellow that determined the correct value for absolute zero as approximately minus 273.15 degrees Celsius, which was evermore refers to as 0 degrees Kelvin. But back to the probes with two leads. Each probe had an alligator clip with one lead going to each of the individual jaws. Then the two leads from each alligator clip go to their separate meter terminals. By this method, two leads supply 100 milliamp current across the component and the other two separate leads sense the voltage across it. Because the voltage sensing wires carry almost no current, they don't suffer from voltage drop in the leads. That means the meter measures only the resistance of the component itself, not the resistance of the test leads or contact points. Think along the lines of a balanced Wheatstone bridge. Stuart obtains the instrument after experiencing problems with his 12-volt fridge tripping out on low voltage to protect itself. He subsequently found that there was 1.5-volt drop between his battery and the small fridge while running. Stuart worked his way back from the battery and ended up replacing some suspect switches and connectors and one very suspect circuit breaker. As usual, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Now, upcoming events. On-air test and technical net session. Every Wednesday night, test net and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. Then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick VK7WW. Clubroom technical night. The next session will be Wednesday the 13th of May and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Clubroom's Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, secretary of NTARC Inc. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Reist. Wednesday, Experimenters Night Group, The Wegs. In the studio last Wednesday, we started with Rex VK7MO with some amazing visualisations of 3D aircraft scatter from a variety of plane routes, thanks Rex. We then announced that bookings are open for the Tassie Ham Econ. The preliminary program and bookings are now available on website. We ran through the pre- and post-conference events as well. Justin VK72TW then took the audience through the software that Tom VK7XT created for the VK7 broadcast playout system with a demo of the ease of control. Thanks, Tom. We took a look at a few articles from the latest AR magazine and finished with a reminder of future events. Our Tuesday Experimenters Nights have a break for a few weeks, so we will see you back in the studio on Wednesday, the 20th of May, 2026. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. May presentation, Technorama and Tour. What is Technorama, I hear you ask? This Wednesday night is our May presentation night, and to mix things up, we are going on a field trip to the Eastern Shore that starts at 7 p.m. Location is the Howrah Community Centre at 11 Howrah Road, Howrah, and suggests parking in the southern car park, closest to the river. We will start with a short presentation about Technorama. What is Technorama, I hear you ask? This is the organisation that brings technologists together and supports their efforts of supporting community radio stations across Australia. What does this have to do with amateur radio? Again, I'm glad you asked. The skill set of technologists in the community radio sector is a mix of IT and RF engineering, and this matches their skills as amateur radio operators really well. The Technorama presentation will be given by John Mazel's VK4APM via Zoom, then we will be taken on a guided tour through the brand spanking new Hobart FM radio community radio station by community radio engineering guru Jim Parrish. This should be a fascinating night showcasing community radio technology and support, and maybe spark some interest in supporting community radio stations across Tasmania. Wednesday the 6th of May at the Howrah Community Centre at 11 Howrah Road, Howrah, from 7 p.m. Please note it starts at 7 p.m. There is nothing at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms that night. See you there for a fascinating night. At 73 from the Reist Committee. May Forum Night, our new band plans. Wednesday, May the 13th from 7:30 p.m. It's Reist Forum Night, and this time we're diving into the new band plans. With recent changes affecting where and how we operate, this is your chance to get across what's shifted, what's new, and what it all actually means on the air. Whether you're into digital modes, voice or CW, understanding the band plan is key to staying effective, compliant, and not accidentally annoying half the band. Join us in person at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, or catch the session stream live as we walk through the major updates, highlight where different modes now sit, and help you make sense of the changes. If you've been wondering where to operate or just want to avoid becoming that station, this is one night worth staring up for. 73 from the Reist Committee. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Contest news. John Moyle Memorial Field Day results. Congratulations to the following 16 VK7s who participated and submitted logs for the contest. MAT, EV, DW, PD, STO, ZBX, ZMS, CGH, TW, AJP, GS, BLW, HHOO, Ben, and SKY. There were even a few VK7s with podium positions, and congratulations to VK7HH, first place in the single operator VHF 6-hour home section. VK7C, VK7GH with second place in the single operator home 24-hour section. VK7ZBX with third place in the VHF 6-hour portable section. In fact, VK7's in the 4th through to 7th and 9th in this section. Full results are available on the VK Log Checker website, found on the email edition of this broadcast. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular VK7 gatherings, Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.64 MHz, commences at 6:30 PM AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 PM. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 MHz with a minus 7 MHz shift, and in the South, VK7RAF 146.650 MHz with a minus 600 kHz shift. ZTCSS tone is 141.3 Hz to link RAF North-South, plus VK7AX International SSTV Gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then North-South digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, Southern stations on the even minute. Reached 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 PM. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 till 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Test Net and TechNet sessions. Every Wednesday, Test Net CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 PM. Then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM to 8:30 PM. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 13th of May from 6:30 PM at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 AM to noon. Northwest VK7, Wednesdays from 8 PM local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on 2 metres, VK7RMD, and All Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local, Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX Net 144.190 USB. VK7 events, Reist 6th of May, Technorama presentation, and tour of Hobart FM Community Radio Station, Howrah Community Centre at 7 PM. Reist, 13th of May, Forum Night, new band plans, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 PM and streamed. VK, 7th to 8th of November, Tassie Ham Econ Amateur Radio Conference, UTAS Sandy Bay. Now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTRARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres, any takers? 80 metres, VK7ALH. 40 metres, VK7JGD. 20 metres, any takers? 10 metres, VK7VKT, UHF CB24 and HF CB24, VK7FMAC, DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, the digital group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember, you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 PM on VK7RHAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Got news stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews@gmail.com by Friday 9 PM. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups .io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency. with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Idris, VK7ZIR, wishing you good DX and a great weekend ahead.